The Star Shopper, a family business that was born in a family room, celebrates its 38th year this month.
One day, I happened to meet an old friend that I'd worked with, and he had a shopper up in Chicago in the suburbs, and he was doing quite well. He was working out of his house, and he didn't have a lot of capital, and so it got us to thinking that maybe that was something that we could do down here since we had the advertising background in Chicago, and started our business in the family room. And if thinking back on it, we had a Smith Corona typewriter, which I don't even know if they make them anymore. And we used border tape. We did pretty much everything ourselves. We were the ad salespeople and the layout people, the typesetters, and distributors.
Her son, Bill, remembers the days when the work was performed in the family room.
Well, not only the family room, but the kitchen and the living room.
Yeah.
And the garage. And took over the house for a while. It was pretty amazing, especially when they started hiring employees. So employees would show up at the house at 8 in the morning to go to work. And so you would try to eat breakfast during all the madness, I suppose. But my first job was to roll papers and to take out the trash.
On Wednesdays after school, he delivered the paper on his bike. He is now the president of the company. Joyce remembers how difficult it was to find their first customers, stating that one person she approached said he wouldn't advertise with a Yankee, even though she had gone to high school and college in Fayetteville.
We had a hard time convincing advertisers at first, but we found our niche, I think, with classified ads and some of the smaller businesses that advertise with us were only a weekly, so they could advertise one time a week and get a lot for their money that way. So Frank Sharp of the Ozark Mountain Smokehouse was just starting his store on Dixon Street, and he took out our first ad, and I was going to hug him if I could, but that's what really, you know, got us off to a nice start.
Though the business was slow to start, after 5 years it was making enough money to begin paying income tax. It had also outgrown the Stafford home and moved to its current location, a familiar yellow brick building with a blue Star Shopper sign. It sits on College Avenue in Fayetteville, near the intersection of Lafayette. With the advent of computers, the paper also expanded in the area of technology, moving past typewriters and rubber cement, a move that Bill credits to Apple.
Well, we're going to mourn the passing of Steve Jobs and
yes,
what he's done for the world with the Apple company, because that's the first system that allowed publications to really do what they've done. That was the first thing that really allowed you to do a lot more with less and maximize your creativity, because everything, like Mom was saying, prior to that was all done by hand. It was very laborious and hard to do, and along come Apple computers, and now a little bit of training and people can just do, you know, the sky's the limit with it. So yeah, over the years, that's one of the biggest things that's really helped the print industry.
While helping the print industry in some areas, technology is hurting in others. Many publications have seen a decline in advertising revenue as more and more customers move to the internet. Bill actually sees the internet as a positive thing for the shopper.
We do have our own presence on the internet, and we have a lot of customers every month that just use us on the internet and don't pick up the printed piece, which is great because it's actually added to our readership instead of cost, you know, readership. It's actually a positive for us. We really are glad it's out there, and we do a lot of times we joke because the office is so quiet now because so much of our business comes over the internet and online, and that people aren't walking in anymore, so it's actually saving them a trip, saving them gas money when they can go online and do everything that way. And so we look at it as a positive situation with the web. We you know, one day we can see where maybe most of our readership is web readership. And that would be a good thing as well. That cut down on tearing trees down to make paper. So that's a win-win for everybody as far as we're concerned.
Craigslist, the online database for free classifieds, has the potential to be a major competitor for the Star Shopper. But it is something that Bill himself has actually used, and again, views as a positive.
You know, competing against Craigslist is hard. You know, if your neighbor's giving away free pizzas and you're selling them, you've got an issue. But Craigslist has caused us to have some decline in our classified readership, although not as bad as we first initially thought it was going to be. The way I tell people, I go, you need to be on Craigslist. But we're fairly inexpensive, and we hit a different market. There's some crossover market, but we do hit a different market. So for your same $6 or $10, be on Craigslist and our paper, and you get double the circulation for the same amount of money, so to speak. So that's the way, you know, I look at Craigslist as a positive.
He credits the continued growth to the paper's ever-expanding territory. Each Wednesday, 25,000 Star Shoppers are distributed as far south as Knoxville, Arkansas, in southern Missouri, and into eastern Oklahoma. What was first sent by mail, the paper, which is printed in Joplin, is delivered by numerous distributors within hours of its creation. Joyce credits the fact that someone is always looking for something, and that some people will always want to pick up something tangible.
Well, you still have old-timers like me who like to sit and peruse the paper with a cup of coffee. In fact, I take all the newspapers that I can, and, I don't choose to sit at a computer and read my paper. But there's still a great deal of us out there that do like to just peruse and look over the paper and earmark something and go back to it. And I think that's one nice thing about our paper is that it comes out once a week, but you've got it around and, you can circle the ads, go back to them and reread, so forth. So right now we're hitting both audiences.
The business is still very much ran as a family operation. Bill's sister Sarah works for the Shopper, and Joyce still comes in to work with the design. Employees stick around for a while, some having worked here for over 20 years. Advertisers continue to advertise. Some have been with the Shopper since its days in the family room. As the Shopper's birthday approaches, Joyce reminisces on its path to success.
I think we're pretty happy in Northwest Arkansas. Things have turned out pretty nicely. I never dreamed that we would be still doing this. And when we started, it was funny because we had a lot of people at the bank. Every month we'd go in and take money out. And they were bankers betting on us not lasting. And I thought, well, there were a lot of people who thought, they're never going to make it, you know. And but we just put everything we could into it, and I feel that it has been successful and probably better than I ever dreamed.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.